I'm Dan, I know nothing about K-pop, but I've been dragged into the K-pop abyss by my three friends over here.
Hi, it's Dominique.
Hi, it's Melissa.
And Jamie.
And if we sound a little different this week, guys, it's because, well, we are actually all in the same room.
Shocking.
We all got our shots.
Yeah,
COVID precautions were taken.
Yes, of course.
We're also sitting very far away from each other at the table.
Totally.
Not really.
We also just got done recording a bunch of videos for the YouTube channel. I am actually very drained, but...
He had fun.
I am,
Fun is a better word.
Dom, what are we talking about this week?
Oh, I'm totally present. We're talking about K-pop fashion.
Man, that's a really good topic for an audio podcast.
We'll post the link to the PowerPoint presentation we made.
Okay.
Follow along as you listen to this.
If you really like this, maybe we'll do a video version.
We should do a video version.
Where we just have a close-up of Dan's face as we show him all the terribleness and the greatness that was K-pop.
Maybe it'll be a live stream. That seems better, right?
Yeah, live stream. Sort of thing.
Or both. Why not both?
We already got a lot of that stuff in today's recording.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay, well.
It's all for the content.
Okay, are you ready, Daniel?
I guess.
Hold on, you gotta stay there. Click when I point at you.
Wow.
Good I'm not Melissa. A dog.
Good Melissa. No, you're a bull. Okay.
This is true.
So, welcome to today's presentation. K-pop fashion. The good, the bad, and the questionable.
What, are you waiting for me?
Oh, yeah. Did you like that subtitle?
Yes, it was good.
Okay. So we have, first things first, is a big part of K-pop fashion. Airport fashion.
Airport fashion?
Yeah, because they have stalkers that go to there with giant cameras with, like, the 20-foot long lenses, and they all taking pictures.
Some?
All. All there, of them have there's at least some level
they,
of...
They get crowded at airports,
yeah.
See,
like, heavily.
I would have believed you when you just said, because they're always traveling, so that's why they, you know, there was the airport. That's what I thought for a moment.
No.
I didn't know it was a little bit more sinister than that.
It's like high fashion, so they need to be, like, usually they needed to be dressed to the T's and stuff because people judge them on it. It's like, oh, this person had great airport fashion. This one was like, why?
I will say, however, Korea is just also just like this. As someone that has spent 20 hours in their airport, they're just like this. Even my brother was like, this bitch has 3-inch heels. I'm so done with this shit.
I mean, because normally, you know, when I'm in the plane...
We,
like,
dress really comfortably.
Yeah,
like,
I'm in sweatpants. I don't give a crap.
Gym shorts.
I believe he said she's doing too much.
Like, you go to the airport, you want to be comfortable. Like, yeah. You already know you got to go through, like, TSA. And,
and
you don't know how long you'll end up stuck at a single airport because of
20
delays.
Hours.
To be fair, it was also the end of your trip for that.
Yep.
So I think at that point, everyone was just like, I just want to go home.
So as we're looking at this PowerPoint, what's a common trend we see? Like a common thread we see?
Those
here?
Are all designer outfits.
Ah, okay.
Because we'll see in the next couple slides. Basically, they get sponsorships and stuff.
for the airport fashion.
That, and they become like the
brand
face and brand ambassadors. So one of the Blackpink members, Jennie, in Korea, she's known as the Human Chanel. Because like pretty much everything she owns is like sponsored and given to her by Chanel. Like, that's what it means to be a brand ambassador. You get a bunch of sponsored clothing, so they give you...
So even when you're taking the plane, you're on.
Yeah, they want you to wear those outfits, like those specific outfits kind of thing. Or they want you to wear this item. And then so their entire, like, blogs and Instagrams and stuff dedicated to finding the exact brand, style, and color of them. And then they put a price tag right there saying how much this is.
You also go into the airport, you gotta take a $500 flight. Don't forget to freaking
buy your $500 coat.
That's gonna get ruined by the TSA.
Oh no, it's not $500. The minimum standard there is $700.
Oh, excuse me.
I know, right?
I mean, they're designer brands.
Yeah, you're buying those, like
the most designer brand I have is my glasses.
That's everybody.
All
right. That's all the lens crafters.
I will say, so, my brother just bought like a $600 belt. So
these are just three examples. So we have BTS's Jimin. Is that Blackpink's Jennie, actually?
It looks like Jennie.
Yeah. And then that's Joy from Red Velvet. And as you notice, you're in an airport. Why would you be dressing like this? Most of us just travel around like bums.
I just want to be in sweats and be comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all, their makeup's also like...
Yeah,
also,
yeah their makeup's all done. Yes.
I look like a gremlin in their freaking airport.
To clarify, though, they only wear this, and as soon as they get on the flight, they usually change into more comfortable outfits.
Oh. I literally was like... Like actually they have to go angry.
They have to go through all of this hassle because, you know, they're in the public eye and they'll be judged on all of this. So it's actually a pain in the ass. They've actually dialed it back where simple is much more. It was more like the designer style, especially mm-hmm. because a lot of brand names are coming out with more loungewear, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would like to point out, I didn't see any celebrities, okay? These were regular-ass people. I was actually angry when I saw that girl heels. I was like, why are you doing so much, lady? Please, I just want to relax.
On their 16-hour flight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, something to keep in mind is, like, these idols are on, like, 16-hour flights, and then they have to worry about all
they're
of
part
this.
Of the problem.
They must be purged.
To be fair to them, it
it's
was
spread
the
to the general
press.
Public.
It was the press that started it, and then so all the companies were like, we have to make sure you look good, and then
you're
you know,
gonna be in
people,
the public eye.
People imitate celebrities because that's the fashion, essentially. Like, that's how they can tell what's the style these days.
Just chill, man.
And then this is what happens.
Should we move on?
Yes, we'll move on. So sponsored clothes, right now we're just looking at some of the brands that actually hire these people as brand ambassadors.
I recognize like four of these.
It's pretty much all of them, okay?
Yeah. Even Zara.
I don't know what that is.
That's a brand.
I don't, exactly. I think that made that obvious.
By the way, these aren't limited to just clothing brands. There's luxury cars, goods, jewelry.
Jewelry is a big one.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, skincare. If we go to the next slide here, there's Dior just plastered on his chest right there from a photo shoot. That's Taehoon from EXO. Tiffany & Co. for GOT7's Mark? Is that Mark?
I think so.
Yeah.
I have to check sometimes.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
So there's Chanel with Jenny. And then there's Armani.
With Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think specifically the cologne line.
And I don't know.
Just for the airport.
He's like no, always sponsoring something.
This is just in general.
Everyday life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Next one is another. So this picture right here of Red Velvet's Irene, she's actually the muse for this luxury Italian jewelry brand called Damani. Mm. I did check out their site just to see the prices these earrings.
Mm.
The cheapest thing was a ring.
Wait, should we guess this?
Okay, the cheapest thing was a ring. How much was it?
I'm gonna say $1,200.
$1,000.
The lowest price was $700.
Hey, I was correct. Jeez. Almost.
That was the lowest price, and that was a single ring.
Yep.
It's probably the simplest ring,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's all handmade luxury jewelry brand.
I mean, it also
does too
like
much.
Prada,
there's
right?
BTS with Samsung.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you probably have seen all those commercials.
Yes. It's hard to not see them.
Yeah. They actually had a specific BTS phone, too.
Did they?
Yeah. It was branded BTS and everything.
Mm. Alright.
And then they got boycotted not long after by China.
We're not gonna get into politics here.
The next K-pop fashion is one that both Melissa and Jamie just wish would die, and that is the mullet.
The K-pop mullet. The K-pop
I am mullet. Very confused because I lived through that line, the time of the mullets.
Did you?
Back in the early 90s.
Oh yeah, you were alive.
Thanks. I'm so glad we're doing this in person. You guys know see every face I make whenever you guys give me shit.
That's this one and that one.
Yeah, okay. You say that like you don't.
Not as much as you two, let's be fair. So yeah, apparently the Korean mullet is a thing.
K-pop mullet.
The K-pop mullet.
The founder is right there in the middle. That's Big Bang's G-Dragon.
Aha.
That's why there's a huge compilation of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
This one over here on the end, closest to us, is AT's. Yeah, that's her trash.
That's their leader.
Okay.
And he had it for like 3 comebacks.
Jeez.
He had it for so long until he finally got it. And then someone else got it and I was very angry.
Look, let me just clarify. All of these style choices are personal choice.
Fair
enough.
Two
of these people just don't like it and wish it would die and burn
just
in fire.
I just don't like the look of it.
They're pretty enough to pull it off, is what happens.
On the left is GOT7's JB, who will not cut his mullet. It has been like 3 albums.
There's a reason why it died in America with Billy Ray Cyrus, guys. So.
Who knows? It might make a comeback here soon.
Please let's blend out.
Let's not.
Okay, so these are the stage/music video outfits that you would see.
Yeah.
That's a stereotypical thing. This is what they perform.
Typically, they would have a theme. Yeah.
Some were better than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad.
So there's a frilled lizard arm over there with ATs, if you can see that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
The reason why I said it is because we were watching KCON recently and he was wearing that outfit specifically. And then he turned towards the camera and the camera got a full shot of his shoulder and then there was just a giant frill around it and my first thought was frilled lizard, which is why it's termed that with us. Again, some people like
it.
That is a personal choice. It's just not mine.
I'm scarred.
Now, obviously, this is never really for like everyday wear.
Yeah,
this is just for videos and stage. Yeah.
But still, you know, people could be better. In my personal opinion.
I'm sure all these designers that worked hard to get their work.
Sometimes, like, there's just aspects of these outfits that you just kind of sit there and stare at and just go, but
why?
Yeah.
Because I think that's how this one was. It's like, for the most part, it's just like they're not bad, and then you just see that and it's just like, but why would you do this?
Yeah, like just rip that part off and we'd be golden kind of feeling.
And they do it a lot.
So in the middle over there is ITZY.
Mm-hmm.
Their pretty recently debuted group, just last year, I think. No,
2019. Early 2019.
Yeah.
It was like January 2019.
Okay, so, click.
That was Mamu.
Here's a mix.
See, yeah,
this would really help.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to this, pay attention to this PowerPoint as you're going along because it would really help illustrate what we're looking at right now. Because some of these, I have a lot of questions.
We'll post a link.
Please ask your questions. Which one would you like to talk about?
The palm tree hair or the green fuzzy?
I want to know about
Street
the executor
outfit.
Hair on the upper left.
Yes, the palm tree hair, or as Dara of 21 calls it, her Wi-Fi antenna.
Did she really call it that?
Yes.
Oh my god.
She better be getting full bars then in that case.
I mean, she's pretty happy. So.
She's mentioned she's had so many migraines because of that hair style.
I imagine how tight that thing is and that's pulling on your goddamn scalp. Yeah, of course you can have a bunch of fucking migraines.
Most people know what this is at least.
Yeah. If you've been to K-pop long enough, everyone remembers the Wi-Fi hair.
Or
the palm tree.
Or you just think about it as it's Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah, to the
extreme. It's literally a Cindy Lou Who kind of style.
Cindy Lou Who.
From
the Grinch.
And then there's early Shiny with the very questionable outfits and hair.
That is early.
That's specifically Shiny's Lucifer look, if you guys want to go look it up and don't want to bother with the PowerPoint.
What year would you say this is?
2011?
Something
20...
like
that.
2010, 2011. So yeah, post-scene, got it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that shows. That really shows. That is MySpace worthy right there.
Down there is Red Velvet's Zimzala Bim outfits, and specifically the one where Wendy is wearing what essentially looks like half a Sesame Street costume.
Oh.
Specifically just the torso.
It's a Muppet.
No, yeah, she basically, what happened was she killed Oscar the Grouch.
Snuffleupagus and dyed it green.
No, that's Oscar the Grouch's fur.
Yeah.
I noticed because Oscar the Grouch is my favorite Muppet.
Of
shocker to everybody.
Is.
Why do you have a favorite Muppet?
You
Why
don't?
Not?
No.
You guys say I'm jaded. Yeah, and I love how you also didn't question the fact that it was Oscar the Grouch is my favorite.
Why? What is there to question there?
Fair enough.
Yeah, we just have to look at Inside Out and look at anger.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah, so there's that very questionable outfit from Zim Zolabim.
Okay.
Up there is Dumdy Dumdy G Idol. The main problem I have with these outfits is, like, some of the skirts on the dresses were way too short. So, like, of course they're all wearing safety shorts underneath. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, safety shirts are there to protect the modesty and stuff, but the fact that we can just essentially just see the safety, like, shirts all the time, you might as well have just put them in shorts.
Yeah, because it's like, as you're dancing, they just ride up, so you see, like, the bottoms of the safety shorts, and it's just like...
Or more.
They shouldn't be riding up as much as they are.
And sometimes those safety shorts will ride up, too, so you might as well be showing the underwear.
Yep. In this case, it's just, like, artist comfortability level, like,
yeah,
why?
that's where we question
it. Because they don't, like, get a say in their outfits most of the time.
Not until they're much older and have that power, essentially. Supposedly, one of the members was like, the fashion, like, assistant, essentially. They were like, we want to kind of go for this look and style, but...
I think they just cut it a little too short, though.
You could still keep that style and aesthetic that they wanted and made the outfits a little more comfortable. But also, the outfits were very tight, so I can't imagine it was good for their dancing, because they had a lot of leg movement with that, especially because they had to lift their leg up and clap under their leg. Like,
because it was such an upbeat summer song.
Yeah. So, one of the dances, but it's a really tight mini dress. You can tell from the photo.
I also just don't really like these outfits, to be honest. Yeah. They have way better outfits.
They've had much better outfits.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, their entire I Trust album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then over there is probably the most normal on this page. It's just Chunga, one of Chunga's stage outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't specifically remember which
don't really have much
era
to say about
for that
so.
One. But I think we have one more page of the examples. There's the infamous JYP vinyl plastic pants. This is the original version. He does have an updated version where he's wearing boxer briefs, but that is not the case with this one. He has his tiny whiteies.
Didn't he wear it during, I don't remember which award show it was.
Don't ask. Don't bring it up. I only have it as an example, and Daniel's sitting next to me looking horrified.
The only reason I bring that up is because Hwasa did it too.
Yeah, but it looked good on Hwasa.
It did.
Yeah. Ihyori also
because
did it.
Because I think that was the first time I saw it, and then I looked at it and I was just like, what is this and why?
Ihyori did it too, but it still looked good on her too.
They also had real pants underneath. Yeah.
And then up there, I believe that's Itzy again.
It looks like it.
Yeah. Down there is her questionable NCT Johnny.
It was an NCT.
By the way, that's a wig.
That's a wig.
Really yeah, I was going to ask, is that like a wig?
I was going to say, is it costume is Jay from Jay and Silent Bob?
Nope, it is.
I don't know why they did that. And the entire time in that music video, where like you just kind of see it, and it's just like, Johnny, what did you do?
Is it like real human hair?
I don't know.
Like
idea,
it.
And I don't want
to
know.
I don't want to know.
Also,
he did grow out his hair when it came to.
She's
residence,
been complaining
though.
About this hair for so long. I'm just immune to this now. His face just gets more disgusted as we go on. There's Big Bang, and all of their outfits are honestly just questionable.
Oh,
you've seen that.
It's questionable at best.
At best, yeah.
At best, it's questionable. And then down there is some Christmas outfits that Orange Caramel wore. Basically, they took ugly sweater and then made it into an entire costume.
I know you said a lot, but ever since they moved to this page, I've been, like, entranced by JYP's stupid pants. So it just been coming in and voices have been coming in and out of my head.
So basically, he's been making just appropriate, not conversation noises, because he's just had a look.
Yeah, let's continue on so he can stop looking at it.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, so here's some more stage outfits. These are, honestly, the much more normal.
Yeah, for the most part.
Very stage-normal
range. For the most part.
I don't know why he's got the gladiator, like, pendulum over there on his shoulder.
Those are so popular.
Okay.
They're just like that.
Okay.
Well, this specific iteration of boy groups tend to literally, like, the... leather, pleather.
If you kind of look like a D&D character, that's the aesthetic.
That's the aesthetic currently.
I mean, I appreciate the 90s aesthetic and the most most one, so.
Oh, that's EXID, that's why.
Okay.
Down there is Dreamcatcher, that was from their Scream. You've seen that MV before.
Yes, I have.
Up there is Russian Roulette, and then Deja Vu for Dreamcatcher.
All right.
Isn't that one Red Sun?
Is that Red Sun?
Yeah.
Well, it's from their Scream album.
Yeah, still from Scream album. But it was a different song on said album.
Doesn't matter.
Same thing in the end.
Suits. Ah, Suits. We've gotten to Jamie's portion. Suits.
I just picked out some suits.
Yeah.
They're all snazzy. If you don't know what a suit is, just look up anything. Just say look up suit, and you got it.
You can just type in K-pop suits.
It's K-pop suits. It's bam, there it is. Because yeah. I don't feel able to explain it.
Everyone always just looks good.
Everyone looks better in a suit. It's like a given fact.
So we have Mamamoo over here. Yeah. Monsta X over there. The next slide has...
Look at this.
Yeah. Dreamcatcher, Super Junior, and I believe that's SF9.
Yes.
Yes.
From the good guy. Because they literally have a MV where they just wear suits.
They're also just tall enough to make suits look real.
Because don't they average like almost six foot?
Wow. They're average around 6 foot because they're all models or something.
They're all models. That's all actors, quite tall, yeah. Stuff, yeah.
Models and actors, yeah.
Yes, it's tall for Asian people.
Yep. Yeah, we had to say it.
Literally, this is the shortest one, and it's pretty obvious.
And he's probably taller than me.
The shortest one is still like 5'9".
I think he was like 5'9".
Yeah, that's still taller than me, so.
Yeah. It's because they're growing taller, Daniel, the younger they get.
There's one group that averages like 6'1".
Which actually has a scientific basis, is because they eat better than, you know.
What the hell?
We've reached Halloween. You remember the video we shot and I showed you Hellbora and all of Dreamcatcher? That's Dreamcatcher over there. The one in the Pennywise clown costume, that's Sua, the one that was dressed as Hellboy.
I am shitting my pants right now. I don't like clowns, guys. That's
There's another it right next
yes,
to it.
Yes, I'm aware. I can't look in either direction. And she's dressed, and the other one's dressed up as Cardcaptor Sakura.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
So,
The Final Fantasy boy is the anime boy.
This it works.
Fine. Yeah. We'll move on, because his fear of clowns. There's Animal. That's Taeyeon, because SM has this like annual Halloween party they do, and their artists tend to go all out with the costumes. So there's Annabelle right there, and then over there is from G Idol's Halloween version. So you have like the mummy back there, another Annabelle,
yeah, the nine tail fox,
or the Exorcist or something like that. Corpse Bride right there, and then Joker. Like the new Joker.
Yeah, yeah, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Yeah.
Speaking of evil clowns.
Yeah. So there's Key from Shiny with Ronald McDonald next to Colonel Sanders. That's Onyu, his bandmate from Shiny. Then you have more Dreamcatcher. That's the lenticular photo cards that I showed you earlier. We have a couple more, I think. So that's a full working Iron Man suit that he paid money
that's
for.
That's pretty impressive,
It's like a legit working movie prop Iron Man costume. Yeah, SM Halloween gets ridiculous.
They got
honestly.
Money.
I bet.
And then over there is BTS with their Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. More Joker, a prisoner.
I think that's Chucky over there.
Jax, yeah, that's Chucky. I think a vampire.
I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Charlie Chaplin.
I think it was just supposed to be a vampire, probably.
And then some weird undead
monk
person.
Yeah.
Friar?
Yeah, no, that's it.
So that's Twice is Jonghyun. And then who is that? What group is that?
Wasn't it 17?
Yeah.
I think I sent you one for 17.
Very much. There's an anime boy right there, too.
Yeah, you have somebody dressed up as L.
Yeah. Or,
well, blonde L.
It might have
Nier?
Been. Yeah.
I guess it's supposed to be Nier.
I'm pretty sure it's Nier.
I guess, but he's dressed up as L.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird crossover. I guess they had a love child. Moving on. Oh, I think that's the end
of it. That was the end of it.
You didn't say what she was for the audio.
Oh,
She was
the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Johnny Depp version.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like fashion is a big part of K-pop, obviously.
Yeah, it's pretty much like 20% of it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I had no idea Halloween was such a big thing with some of these groups also.
They always have like Halloween performances and everything.
It's because Halloween's gotten a lot more popular in Korea. it used to never be really celebrated, but now it's like a huge crowd of people in a very crowded community.
It's globalization.
I appreciate that it's not like American Halloween where all the girls are like dressed up slutty versions of random things, so.
No, that's general public Korea.
Oh, well then.
It's like
globalization.
Legitimately, they hold a block party in this district. And it's so crowded. Also, very, very careful if you go over there, because there are a lot of creepers that hang around there.
Apparently. You don't say!
Yeah.
Also, to be clear, if you want to be a hoe at Halloween, go ahead.
Yeah, like, sure.
Yeah. You do you.
Who am I to judge?
It's personal choice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up by bringing us to this week's dissent.
Yes. It was a quote-unquote suggestion. It's more like I can't forget what this friend of ours basically told us when we were talking about this song. But this is Kravity's... Kravity?
Yes,
Kravity's My Turn. But the vroom 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 skirt.
She got real mad at me.
I'm pretty sure I didn't help.
This was a weird song.
Because vroom 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 skirt.
Girt. I don't know. This screamed generic K-pop to me personally, and I'm gonna make this person hate me more. I hope she doesn't listen to the show anymore. Does she listen to the show?
We're not sure.
Don't tell her to listen to this episode. And I just can't get over the stupid chorus. Like, I've listened to a lot of Atlanta hip hop, and I'm so tired of the word skirt a lot. So, I don't know. It was generic. The visuals were, again, like, I don't want to say, like, boring, but they were very typical from what I've seen. Like,
nothing stood
this group out from other people. It's a scream like K-pop band to me. So,
was there anything you liked about it?
I did like the bridge, oddly enough. I actually liked the bridge going into the chorus.
So. Okay.
When I slowed it down,
the lyrics really didn't say much.
No, yeah, I was listening to the caption. We're reading the captions as they're going along. Like, I was really like, what the hell are they trying to say with this song?
It doesn't
vroom,
even.
Vroom, vroom, skirt.
I'm kind of like, where would you even play this? Because it's not even really a club hit.
It's not really that danceable.
Yeah. So I'm like, what were they aiming for?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
I think it's probably one of those cases where their B sides were probably better.
But
I think that's how Bad Habit was.
But we wouldn't know because we don't actually listen to groups that don't catch our attention in that way with title tracks.
I'll say this much. One of my friends down in Brazil is. Like, she's somewhat of a fan of Kravity, and even she doesn't particularly care for this song.
Right.
It's one of those cases where I think they just have better songs that she prefers, and even, like, you bring this song up, and she's just like, we don't talk about this song.
I'm just gonna say something that might get me flack, or will probably get me flack from their fans. It just looked, the entire video and the aesthetic of it and the song just kind of seemed like Super M's, what is it, One? Their Target
no,
advertisement song.
100.
Yeah, 100. It really just reminded me of that video, like the entire aesthetic and the style.
No, I don't blame you on that.
There are other songs I heard from them that are pretty decent, so this one is just kind of like
a complete miss.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have all hits every time, so.
Well, if you want to suggest a song for the descent, go ahead and hit us up on our official network social at NGP Productions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a YouTube page you can find at the link there. And don't forget, you can also suggest to it on our official Discord. We can just find a link to in all our social media pages where you can hang out with me, Dom, Jamie, Melissa, and all the other cast members of all our shows on NGP Productions Network. And if you like what we do and you want to throw us a couple of tips for some coffee, go ahead and check out our coffee page at coffee.com/NGPPro. But, Dom, where can people find you guys individually? So, Dom?
Oh, Twitter, @TheStoryMan.
Melissa?
@SubjectDespair.
Jamie?
at Violet Dreadly.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player. And if you like what we do, guys, please share with your friends. And if you really, really, really like us, go ahead and leave us a rating and comment. It will really help us with the algorithm on the Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to. And as always, guys, don't forget, I'm Dan. I am trapped in this K-pop abyss. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll be right back.